morning. Anyone want to say hello?
Morning, Nancy. It's Betty.
Are you Betty?
Very good, thanks. You?
Okay. Anyone else on?
Good morning, Nancy. This is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Nice to be back. Sooner rather than later this time.
Yes.
Anyone else on? People are getting later and later.
Has arrived.
Somebody want to say hello?
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Hi.
That was a really tired one there.
No, it was just a squeak was all.
Uh-huh.
Has arrived.
Yesterday was a very busy day with lots of people. In and out, in and out.
And so with
multi-distractions, you don't get done what you want to get done. Marie?
Amazing how we stay and just one little thing can just upset the whole party.
Good morning, all.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Great. How are you ladies doing?
I think everybody seems to be hanging in.
Cool. How's the knee doing?
The knee is doing okay. I have PT today, and we'll be interested to hear what they say, because when I went last Thursday, I had a second PT guy that I'm using, and he said, you know, today's your last day. I said, what? I said, where'd that come from? So I don't know what their plan is, but we'll see. He said, last time at least I weaned off. I didn't just go cold turkey, and I knew it was coming. So I don't know what the deal is, but I'm, you know, I still have months ahead of rehab, so whether I do it there or here, I'll be fine. We'll see what happens today. Thanks for asking. Anybody else want to say hello? Anybody have any
questions? Has arrived.
Somebody else want to say hello before we go on?
Good morning, Nancy.
Morning, Anita. How are you? Right. Well, believe it or not, I made a recipe that I just concocted. I mentioned that Mindy's giving me all of her, well, no, she said, she claims she's keeping a bunch, but I'm getting her leftovers of this endeavor that she's taking this summer for getting fresh produce from farms locally and everything. So I had all these greens, and I'm still not sure what some of them were. I have no clue. And so I decided to make a stir fry. So I had some frozen veggies, and I threw those into the big Neaten frying pan, put some mushrooms in, and I think I cut some onion. Add to that, I cut up. I know that I had, what's the heavy green? Collards. And I took out the stem, and I cut that up, and I cut up some other, it might have been some mustard, actually. But I had a huge, literally a huge bowl of greens. And I'm thinking, oh, my, there's no way I can fill all this into the pan, knowing that it does cook down. And I cooked the other veggies first with mainly just the liquid from the frozen and the mushrooms. And then when I added the greens, I added sparse amounts of...
Monty.
Has arrived.
Sparse amounts of olive oil. And, you know, I kept cooking it down, and I ended up putting the entire huge bowl of greens in. And I had some of those white pastas from the Asian, one was from the Asian market and one was from the Indian market that I go to. Anybody ever cook those white Asian noodles? I think that one of them is a miracle noodle. Remember you heard, oh gosh, at least a year ago about miracle noodles, and I said there's no calories in it?
Yes.
I think that's what this is. They're very thin. It says on the package, actually in English, that it takes like 3 or 4 minutes. So I put half of it in, and it cooked up to nothing, so I dumped the rest of it in. And it's made out of pea.
Mm.
It didn't state on the label, everything was in Chinese or whatever language, what, you know, calories or anything was, but I think it's pretty much free food if you want. So I use that as my base, and, oh, I also threw in a bunch of turmeric, and then I'm thinking, let's see, what can I do to kind of balance this, and I threw in some cinnamon, and I mixed it all up in the frying pan, and I put it on top of the noodles, and it was wonderful. So Mindy came for dinner Sunday, and I still had some left. I had some left from last night, and I still have a little bit left from whatever today. Anyway, she was very leery of trying the noodle, because the last time she had a corn noodle here, it went right through her, and she was very concerned about this one, wouldn't touch it. She said, it's not the time to do it, Mom. My stomach still isn't right now. So that was fine, but she did it, and she thought she could taste the turmeric, and I finally realized what she was tasting was really the cinnamon, which, you know, both of which are very good for us. So it was an experiment, and it worked, and Murray's coming for dinner Sunday night, and I warned him that this is what I'm making. Because I have other greens now from her bringing them on Sunday, so it was it worked for me. And then I thought I should have added some beans, so the next time I will add a can of really rinsed well beans.
What was your base? I missed that part.
I started with frozen veggies. I had like the mixed ones that had cauliflower, carrots, probably some onions. Broccoli. I added some mushrooms and some onions cut up, and then just greens. Ton of greens.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
Good.
But I did cut the greens up. So it took a while to make. You know, I did sit down when I was cutting the greens up. I decided that would be smart for me to do.
Like I told my grandson yesterday, he wanted to work for me, and I says, this is the one that's going away to college. I said, he looked very bored doing cutting and peeling of fresh veggies. I was making a big salad. At that point, we were doing a smoothie. We were picking out only the vegetables that he liked, which consisted of celery, cucumbers. Celery came first.
Has arrived.
Part of the little test that Monty did with the veggies, which is a veggie, fruit, or other, he got a couple of them right after I gave him the clue that anything with a seed was, you know, considered a fruit. Anyway, he came up with celery, then cucumbers, and peas. Peas first and then cucumbers. So those are the only veggies I put in it, except I said, isn't there any kind of a leafy green that you consider a vegetable that you can eat? And is the way he put it, can't eat these other ones. And he said, I said, how about lettuce? And he goes, yes, I can eat some lettuce. And I said, can you handle romaine? And he said, yeah, I can handle romaine. So I put some romaine in, and then beyond that, I threw in bananas, and I had him put the flax seeds in, three scoops of Body Balance, and this was our second Body Balance around, and then he didn't see me put in raspberries, but, oh yeah, he did too, he cut the bananas in chunks, frozen raspberries, bananas, that was it for the fruit, and he said, this is horrible, absolutely horrible. And I had already tasted it, and I thought it tasted like much of nothing because there was no strong greens in it. And I said, it's horrible. No, it's wonderful for your body. He said, it tastes horrible. And I said, this isn't about taste. This is about what's good for you. And he looked at me in the strangest way. He said, I've never had anything that tasted this bad. I drink smoothies all the time. I said, tell me what you put in them. He says, Nothing but fruit, of course. And I go, really? Well, that's not what a smoothie's all about. And I said, didn't we just have the conversation that now you're old enough to make your decisions on your own when you're going to be away from school? And he said, yeah. Well, that wouldn't be one of my decisions to do something like this. And the consequences, you know. I gave an illustration of what our health picture has been like and what my brother's has been like, because he never was forced to eat anything. He just ate what he, you know, argued mom down on, and that was it. And he dealt with everything between he and his wife. I do a very restricted diet, taste-wise only. And, you know, they've dealt with cancer. They've dealt with other serious life-threatening issues. Both of them, and they're both way, she's way younger than we are, and he's 5 years younger. And, you know, you don't know whether any of it penetrates or not, but anyway, I figured this is my opportunity to say it. I said, this is the only thing that will spend any time on food. Everything else you're going to do that you're going to get paid for is going to be, you know, real work for me other than just, you know, in the kitchen. So anyway, that was my experience. You know, it was kind of unearthing. unsettling, I should say, a little, to think that there could be that much difference from one child to another, the younger one standing there saying, oh, Grandma, this is good. Then I added, oh, I did adjust it. I said, well, let me make an adjustment to it. He said, you can't adjust this. And I said, yeah, I can. So I walked over. I said, you do like chocolate. So I turned it into a chocolate shake that tasted like one of the strongest flavors of chocolate I've ever used, put a little stevia in it because it was, you know, pure chalk, cocoa powder. And he said, tastes exactly the same. I can still taste the banana in it. I hate bananas mushed up into anything. I said, okay. His sister, who's 12, looked at him, shrugged her shoulders, and says, I think it's absolutely wonderful, Grandma. Both ways she tasted it. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
Well, it's good to hear that you have the same challenges that we do, Char.
Well, you know, and this has been, they've been around here the whole time we've been involved with all these changes and the graduations of them, and you know, he's always said, no, thank you. He's thin as a rail. I explained, you know, what I went through with pregnancy and how my life changed, and quite possibly, he wouldn't even have been here because I wouldn't have even gave birth to a healthy child, you know, for whatever reasons. Maybe not made it according to what the doctor told me. It was a life-threatening situation because of my obesity. And, you know, he heard it, but whether any of it penetrates, who knows? But you do what you can do, and, you know, it goes on from there. So anyway, my experience for the week, I hope.
They do create the challenges, don't they?
Yeah. We all go through the same thing, like you said.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
And why does one kid find something palatable and another not? Or one person?
I did remind him. I said, I know one time I encouraged you very strongly to taste it and drink a little more or eat a little more of it. And it's been years ago. He was only 10 years old at the time, and he promptly vomited it back up. I said, you're not vomiting up on me.
Do you fall like repairing health together?
If you can't keep it down, just don't take it. I don't want that to happen. He says, oh, I would let you know before I did that. And I says, well, just stop. Don't let me know.
Okay, let's take a look and see what we can find. The your name is? Brianna? Okay, and Brianna, the number that you're concerned about is?
6-7-5-4-4-2-9-0-4.
Okay, and
Steve's
what's the
number? Steve, you're not on mute.
Okay, so the 2904 number?
Steve.
Okay, and you say that's the fire alarm number?
Probably doesn't have the phone up to his ear either.
Steve, you're not on mute.
Maybe he went. Okay. Maybe
okay,
anybody have any other?
Did tell you what number your fire alarm was on?
Steve, you're not on mute.
Oh. Okay.
He's got an emergency. He's got an emergency going, Nancy. That's a fire call.
I don't even know which number you have.
He's got a wrong number or something.
So is he at work, I guess? I don't know.
Probably. I don't know either.
Anybody else have
it? Somebody's reporting, trying to report a fire, and they've got the wrong one or something.
Anyone else have any thoughts? Interestingly, I was glancing through notes last night from Oz and the docs, just looking for stuff, and something very interesting popped out at me. I have highlighted and starred, pea protein powder curbs cravings from yellow peas. Use and
shake.
Someone
calls the main number. Does it roll over to another number if it's busy?
Very high in protein. Slows to digest. It's slow to digest. It triggers hormones that tells you you're full. Very inexpensive. 2 scoops equals 130 calories. This is from Oz from October of 12. Recharge your body 5 ways in 5 days.
Any idea what if the number 25...
Did it say anything about the digestibility, Nancy?
It's slow to digest.
Slow to digest? Okay.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't
and it
say
triggers
easy
a hormone that tells you you're full.
It doesn't say easy to...
His recipe right. for a power shake is 2 tablespoons of the protein, 1 cup of fruit, which is a lot, 1 cup of low-fat milk, 5 ice cubes blend.
Okay, yeah, that's the facts from the DSL will explain.
And then it says inflammation helps your body hold on to weight.
Okay, let's see if we can figure out what which one might be.
Interesting. I just
have an issue then, because the 29th
I vaguely remember
works,
hearing
right?
you say that then. So there's an article in our Sunday paper about one of the owners of a chain of grocery stores here disputing the idea of the government controlling the size of soda that people are allowed to buy. And it goes, just one thing popped out at me, and the owner says, I think people are becoming more aware of what they eat and what they should eat. I watch people reading labels and trying to understand what they are consuming. And I so disagree with what he's saying. Because
on this one. Let me put you on hold. I'll be right back, okay?
Great idea.
Call a number, see if it rings there at your place.
When he opened, he bought one of the grocery stores close to us, and I was just so hoping that he would carry healthier choices there, more organic produce, da-da-da, and was so disappointed a couple years ago when I went in there. Nothing changed. I mean, it's just not. So I don't know. You know, I have not been in his other stores. He's got probably close to a dozen.
I would guess that was the one.
And that's that. Anyway.
Okay,
an interesting article also that was in...
Okay, there's a number 63-944-2571.
We all hung up and called back again.
That number, it didn't ring, didn't do anything, just... So I'm running a test on it to see if that...
Or maybe we wouldn't, probably not.
Off on it, okay?
No, he'd still probably be connected. I wonder if he's on email. I could shoot him an email.
Try it.
He probably wouldn't be at work.
I don't know. It doesn't. I don't know what he does at work. I didn't think it was this, but I don't know.
Can you text him?
And the alarm company just said it.
That's a good idea.
Monitoring wasn't working on it. Is that correct?
I don't think I've got a cell number for him, though. I only have one, I think. I'll go look.
Wait a minute. I think I do.
I didn't get the second three, Nancy.
910-1528, I think.
Okay. I can't text him. I have no texting here. Anybody else that's got a phone that's hooked up?
Text another number here real quick. I'll be right back.
801-910-1528. If you've got a phone you can text on. I was setting down the email, but...
I'll try to text you.
Thank you. Here's an article, Edible SPF. Slathering on sunscreen isn't your only UV defense. Turns out your diet can also protect your skin. So remember, it's been probably 4 years ago at least, that Oz said tomato products like canned tomato paste and stuff like that, I think it was like a tablespoon, will help protect your skin. Strawberries. A cupful of berries a day may offer a healthy dose of sun-guarding antioxidants called anthocyanins. Tomatoes, again, with the reds. They're rich in powerful antioxidant called lycopene. For the highest dose, choose tomatoes in cooked form, like tomato paste.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.